Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to be discussing the NBA Finals in its entirety, who I think the matchup is going to be against. Obviously, the Nuggets have already made it. We're waiting to see if the Heat can defeat the Celtics tonight. They are currently up 3-1. But let's go into depth, at least about the team that we know is going to play in the finals for sure. Obviously, nobody's ever come back from a 3-0 deficit, so we can assume the Heat are going to make it as well. So I'm going to be basing this podcast off those two notions. So let's begin. The Denver Nuggets swept the Los Angeles Lakers. The last score was 113-111. They fended off a 40-point, 9-assist, and 10-rebound game by LeBron James. Probably one of his better playoff performances in recent years. He played stellar basketball in the first half, but the Nuggets were just too much to were just too much for them. He ended up saying post-game that him and Anthony Davis believe that this team that they played against, the Denver Nuggets, are the most experienced and best that they have in their 4 years together in LA. So let's go through the stats. Nikola Jokic, in 45 minutes of play, had 30 points, 13 assists, and 14 rebounds on 11 for 24 from the field. He also had 3 blocks and 1 steal, coming up clutch defensively in the biggest game of his career. People would always say that Jokic couldn't defend, or Jokic isn't on Embiid's level, but he proved in these playoffs that he is the, or one of the, if not the best player in the league. Giannis fizzled in these playoffs. Embiid obviously didn't make it past the second round. But Jokic is currently in the NBA Finals. So I think the MVP voting was a little bit off, but not many people could have predicted that this might be the case for this season. His accomplice, Jamal Murray, put up 43 minutes, and in those 43 minutes, he had 25 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds on 10 of 18 from the field. Accompanied by 1 block and 2 steals, Jamal also showed great defensive prowess, as he is not the best defender. He's better than Jokic, typically, or at least in the eyes of the public, but today, I think, or during the game, I think he did a really nice job. And then we have Aaron Gordon, 40 minutes. He ended up with 22, 5, and 6, and he was the X factor in the last game against the Lakers. If he didn't play, I think the Nuggets would have lost, and they would have forced a game 5, but he was 9 of 14 from the field, 2 blocks, 0 steals, great rim protector. AG always is, lob threat. So glad we acquired him years ago. Denver shot 48% from the field as a whole, while LA shot only 46%. Denver lost, or actually won, the rebound game 40-38. They had more turnovers, more fouls, more threes, but less free throws, and they still managed to pull away with the win. But let's discuss the Heat. Currently, they're up 3-1 on the Boston Celtics. This is a surprise. They're on a miracle run currently. They've beaten the Milwaukee Bucks with 2-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo 4-1 in their first series. Everybody dismissed them. They thought the Bucks would win or at least come back, but Jimmy proved them wrong. He beat them. He went on to beat the New York Knicks, who snagged 2 games from them, 4-2. And then that leaves them here, 3-1 against the Heat. They could close it out tonight. I think the Celtics are going to force game six, and then the Heat are going to win at home, but I wouldn't be surprised if they close it out tonight. Anyway, drama I'm looking forward to in the Nuggets Heat series. Markieff Morris beef with Nikola Jokic is still very prominent. I believe that's the correct brother. Excuse me if I'm wrong, but Jokic decked Morris in a game prior to this season, I believe, and he was out for an extended period of time, and it was in retaliation to a cheap play Morris had acted upon Jokic, and that'll be interesting to see. Also, Jimmy Butler ruined the Nuggets' playoff hopes when he was on the Timberwolves years and years and years ago. So this will be a good finals matchup. Also, Gabe Vincent has been lighting it up for Miami. Tyler Hero is going to be back in the finals. It'll be interesting to see how they incorporate him when they've been doing fine without him. But my prediction is Denver in six. I don't think the Heat are better than the Suns. I really don't. And the Suns took the Nuggets to six games. But we're going to see. I'll post again once it is official. And we know the matchup is indeed Heat versus Denver. But until then, thanks.